to the Wicked Wallflowers Club. I'm Jenny Nordback.
And I'm Sarah Hawley. Support for today's episode comes from The Honey Don't List by Christina Lauren. We love CeeLo. They were some of our very first guests, and we got to chat with them again recently. Here's what The Honey Don't List is about. Carrie Duncan has worked for home remodeling and design gurus Melissa and Rusty Tripp for nearly a decade. A country girl at heart, Carrie started in their first store at 16 and, more than anyone would suspect, has helped them build an empire. With a new show and a book about to launch, the Tripps are on the verge of superstardom. There's only one problem. America's favorite couple can't stand each other. James McCann, MIT graduate and engineering genius, was originally hired as a structural engineer, but the job isn't all he thought it'd be. The last straw? Both he and Carrie must go on book tour with the Tripps and keep the wheels from falling off the proverbial bus. Unfortunately, neither of them is in any position to quit. Carrie needs health insurance, and James has been promised the role of a lifetime if he can just keep the couple on track for a few more weeks. While road tripping with the Tripps up the West Coast, Carrie and James vow to work together to keep their boss's secrets hidden and their own job secure. But if they stop playing along and start playing for keeps, they may have the chance to build something beautiful together. So that's The Honey Don't List, and we hope you check it out. This week, we're doing something a little different. We got together our favorite authors slash reality TV show experts, Andy J. Christopher and Naima Simone, to discuss the new Netflix reality show, Too Hot to Handle. This show, and probably this episode, is an absolute mess, and I hope you laugh as much as we did. Without further ado, here's our discussion of Too Hot to Handle.
All right, we have Andy J. Christopher and Naima fucking Simone.
I swear to God, I'm getting my birth certificate changed for that.
It's appropriate. And we have brought them on to talk about Too Hot to Handle, which is a new show on Netflix, and it's a little banana pants.
Just a wee bit.
The premise is they have taken a group of attractive single people and put them in like a house in a resort in Mexico, I believe. And I think they've brought them there under the premise that it's like a dating show. Uh-huh. And then they get there and are told that they cannot have like physical interactions or they lose their prize money.
Yeah. With and other people that, or themselves.
Yeah, they cannot masturbate. Yeah. They cannot have sex. They cannot kiss.
That was the line for me. If you told me I couldn't masturbate for a month, I'd probably be like, fuck your $100,000. Like, I don't even, I'll just hang out. My prize will be hanging out in the resort. It would just be every morning they get up and they're like,
Jenny, you would be the villain of the season. Everyone's like, again?
Yeah.
We're down to $2,
such good
Jenny.
TV.
Here's the thing.
Like, they would have to put mittens on you.
I don't think Lana would catch any of the women masturbating because we can be very subtle.
Yeah.
We can keep it under. So, like, the men masturbating, they have more motion.
Yeah, they wrist action, you know,
but
arm
also,
action.
Also, they never caught anyone doing it, which I found crazy. It was only, like, all the other stuff they got caught for.
Because, you know, it had to be going on, right? It had
also,
to be.
Also, I would take just, it as like, a go to the ocean challenge. And just do it there.
Yeah.
Underwater.
I mean,
there you go.
You would probably.
In that pool.
Your facial expression wouldn't change. I don't know. Like, you're just standing in the ocean.
You give good face.
I mean, if you have a little bit of a drowning fetish, like...
Just go underwater.
You just go underwater, finish, come back up.
And you're like, oh, God, I'm so refreshed.
Yeah, so there's this little cone that lights up and has a voice. Her name is Lana. And if someone has committed a transgression the previous day, the next day she gathers everyone together and lets them know that they have lost money from their prize bucket based on what the offense is. So if they have kissed, they lose $3,000 from their $100,000.
That is such a hefty price.
So yeah, if I was on, it would just be every morning everybody gathers for breakfast and Lana's like, you guys lost another $1,000.
And everybody's head will whip around and be like, really?
Again?
Really, Jenny? Really?
I'd be like, you know what? We're here for 30 days. If we lose $1,000 every day, you'll still have some prize money.
No.
And you get to hang out in a resort for a month. Like, that's your prize. Deal with it.
No, I'm coming after you. I'm like Kel's the accountant. I'm like, yeah. No, I'm a CPA. I'm like, listen.
If I was Shibari, like, I would not struggle with this challenge. Like, give me that money.
Okay, so the way they do the show is they bring one contestant out at a time and we get sort of a little background video introduction to each of them. And I thought it was really interesting that my first impressions of them did not necessarily hold true at the end of the show.
True. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through the characters just for shits and giggles. And if you've seen the show, you'll, I'm sure, have similar reactions. And if you haven't, it'll let you know a little bit about who they are. So the first person who comes out is Chloe. She's British. And she basically introduces herself as like, I'm ditzy. And oh, no, they're going to see my small pancake bum. And I was like, what does that mean? And then she turns around and I was like, holy fuck, she does have a pancake bum.
She has like a really long back. It's just like long. And I'm like, wow, okay, all righty then. This is okay, you work it then.
Also, she says she's looking for a geezer and I don't know what a geezer is.
I didn't know what that was either.
I have to Google it too.
Because that's like an old man, but I wonder if it's like sort of like my old man thing. Okay, I'm looking it up for slang.
I Googled it, and it's British slang for basically like a sort of hot single dude.
Okay, I was thinking old man. I was like, dude, what are you saying? You want an old man with money? Like, I didn't get it. I still didn't get it, and I forgot to Google it.
She wants
this is real weird. I've got something that says someone affable but morally dubious, a wide boy. I'm like, that doesn't help. What does that mean?
That describes like almost everybody there.
Everybody on the show.
Seriously, she has to be way more specific.
I think it's sort of like a fuck boy was what I was getting out of it. Like, he's a good time guy. He's a
party
boy.
That applied to several people.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it definitely applied.
Oh, I'm thinking of
everyone
one person
she
in
showed interest in. Ugh. Yeah.
But I liked Chloe. I did.
I like Chloe. She seemed progressively more and more like an idiot, though.
Yeah.
Like, at first, Jesus. I was like, oh, you're silly. Actually, I really liked her. And then I was like, wow, you are
dumb.
Yeah,
possibly legitimately dumb. But, like, you've accepted
you're cute
it.
And you're funny, but wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Sharon comes out.
Oh, that's what I did the whole show.
I can't tell what that emotion is.
Can I just start by saying this is a man who says he studied women's studies to better pick up women.
There you go. And that like... pretty much sums up what I feel about Sharon. And it just got, is like, oh, God,
he's
I
like
hate you.
Commitment phobic because an ex-girlfriend hurt him and cheated on him, and now he's broken forever.
And
it's like
his trust is forever. His trust button, forever. His trust place is forever broken.
I mean, also, I feel he had short man syndrome because he was obviously like
the shortest
man.
And we know that because he immediately compared his penis to the size of air freshener.
Yeah, my note is that he may give you a hysterectomy with his penis.
How do I not remember that?
And I'm like, really? What are we talking about? Are we talking about like wick? Are we talking about like
travel size?
Like the one you hang from your car window. What are we talking about? Like, you know, I mean, because everything is relative. There's different sizes of cans. And personally, I mean, I looked when they were on that. Him and Rhonda were on that that lounge chair, and I looked. I caught a glimpse, and dude, that ain't no sign of no extra large can. That ain't it.
I would love if it's the size of air freshener. It's like one of those little Christmas trees you hang in a car, and that's actually just a surprising shaped dick.
That would make him interesting.
That would be a twist. God. He's like, I have trust issues because everyone hates my Christmas tree paint.
Can I just say I couldn't stand him for I couldn't stand him from the word go. Yeah. And I was like, okay, maybe it's just because you're arrogant and I'm going to give you time through the show to grow on me. Literally, from episode 2 to episode 8, I hate you. Even when he did something sweet. That was sweet.
Rhonda, but we'll get to Rhonda.
Okay, all right. Because hold my mule on that one. I got to clutch some serious pearls with that dude. I can't stand him.
So Haley comes out next. And my only notes for her are stupid, Very stupid, period.
Oh, very not bright.
Yes.
Very not bright.
That sums her up.
She's also like, she was also real mean.
She was
like,
a mean girl.
Yeah, like she, I think she really turned when they announced the premise of the show, because she's like, I'm like a hot sorority girl from Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm going to have so much fun, like jumping on dicks all summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's like, wait, I can't jump on any dicks or fall face first into any peas. So like,
I'm going to make everybody miserable. That's my mission now.
She's like, well, I'm going to deliberately try and lose money for people.
Yeah. Exactly. Her. And then I'm sorry, like I couldn't remember her name. At first I was putting sorority girl. And then after, you know, Lana came out, I mean, not Lana, Francesca came out. I was just like, in my notes it switched to SWF, single white female. Like, remember? Yeah. Like, yeah. That's how I referred to her from then on.
Oh my god.
You did give that vibe.
I just left and right, I poured coffee all over my bed.
Okay. Okay, so then Harry comes out.
Fucking and Harry.
And David. Okay. Harry and David.
Oh yeah, they come out together. So I guess let's go through, I'll give my impressions of those two, and then Sarah, okay. Andy, Naima.
Okay.
So Harry, my note is I'm physically ill. He's Australian. He's very young looking, and I think he thinks he's very hot was my, and then.
How did you ever get that idea?
David, I've said, yuck. Finger guns, question mark. Does not have a big dick. And David is British. He's, yeah, they're both just sort of, yeah. So, Sarah, did you have thoughts on these two?
Harry is like the absolute worst version of a human who's like a golden retriever. Like, he is so energetic, and he is so young, and he's such an idiot, and he thinks he's hot, and I think he looks awful, and I just hate everything about him, and there's no reason he should feel that good about himself.
Okay. Tell us how you really feel.
I'm going to have a controversial opinion on David that, I mean, he kind of, at towards the end, I stopped liking him as much, but he was one of my favorites, because, yeah, he seems like a bit of a doof. But he was actually, and this is where, like, he was actually really nice to Rhonda.
Yeah.
And was actually starting to
I liked
her.
Him more as the show went on. My right? first impression yeah. was, yeah. like, so I total fuckboy.
Yeah, and so he's, like, he comes across as kind of a fuckboy at first, but then he's, like, really polite. And then when Sharon lays down a really hard bros before hoes rule that I was
yeah.
mad at Sharon about, he yes. actually backed down. Because he's, like, okay, well, if two people can feel this connection and they're like gonna like fall in love, okay, I'll step back. And
yeah.
So like he kept doing decent stuff. I think towards the end the reason he fell off for me is because he was clearly just trying to kiss someone, anyone, please love me. But I don't know, I thought he was cute actually in a way that I like, where you know, sometimes there are people who look a little bit like rodents and it doesn't work. He looks a little bit like a rodent, but it does work for me, and I don't know why.
I'll leave off commenting on that.
Yeah, he's got like a little pointy nose and like, I don't know. sexy fuckboy rodent with a heart of gold. There we go. That's how I feel.
Your turn, Andy. Hit it.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to throw a little wrench in the wheels by saying that when I was in my early to mid-20s, I would have fucked both Harry and David. Because Harry is very tall. And for me, that will sometimes snow like a bad personality and a bad face. I had a boyfriend who was 6'4 for like a year. I almost married this man. He cheated on me a whole lot, but he was 6'4.
Oh my God.
I mean, he also had in my defense, he also had a nice butt. Anyway.
That is what I was about to ask. Go ahead.
Andy would not be taking Chloe home is what we have learned.
No. And David, like, you know what? Honestly, I am an accent fucker. So like,
yeah.
I would be very bad on a show like Love Island.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, I'm gonna fuck everybody. You know what? Honestly, like, for some reason, I sort of liked Harry. I was like, you're just so dumb. And I think it's because he's tall and he reminded me of my ex a little bit.
He's so young. He's only 23. Flashbacks.
Ugh. Yeah. So, I mean, he was 21 on the show. He was like an actual child. And then
he acted like one.
Yeah. And then like David, I definitely would have fucked him. And then I would have been like, his dick is so tiny. I can't like.
But he seems like he's actually the kind of guy that might like get you off first to be a gentleman. Before disappointing dick.
No.
I think it could be true.
Just because I like David, I want to think that about him. And I want to think he's that. A, like, grower. You know, I want to think that.
I think we all want to think that, but I think it's very wishful thinking. Because he's not only a fuckboy, he's a fuckboy who will go on a reality show to be a fuckboy.
That's a whole nother level.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like he's not gonna grow out of being a fuckboy. He's like basically like Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules. He's gonna be a fuckboy when he's 40.
50. Right. Oh God, Jax. Okay.
Okay. So I'm on his Instagram, and he is the type of fuckboy that has a tattoo of wolves. I didn't realize that.
Oh God. Only thing he's missing is a cougar coming up his calf.
Doesn't. Oh, I was gonna say Kells does too, but his is a lion. Okay, we'll get to Kells.
Yeah, because he is a lion. Okay.
Why are there so many?
I digress. Let me. He got me sweating, or it could just be because I'm sitting in a car. But yeah, seriously,
Naima,
I'm sweating because you said Kells.
Okay.
Okay. My impression of Harry was young, like you said, a doofus, and that it's like, dude, like he had like a Joker smile, which immediately I was like, ugh. I don't want to say I hate you right now, but you're annoying as hell. And the reason he was annoying as hell was those damn pet names, like Butter Chicken, Possum, My Little Quesadilla. I'm like, the fuck? Like, what? What happened?
I'm calling Francesca his, like, Mamacita, and I was like,
yeah, I was like, oh, dude,
up.
That's kind of racist. Like, yeah. He just had the dumbest pet names. And then he was he just came across so dumb. I mean, listen, he had a good accent, okay, but then he started speaking and I was like, shut up.
You can't come back from something.
Yeah, some things you just come back. And the more he called her like my little possum, I was just like, oh, throw up in my mouth a little. And then David, my first impression of David, like Sarah was, and Eugenian was like, I didn't really care for him at first. He did come across as a fuckboy at first. But then he had that accent, like Andy said, and I was like, I let you talk because of that accent. And those abs, like he was rocking the abs, even though the shorts were just giving me like, you know, Sean Connery, you know, James Bond vibes.
I loved his shorts. They were short. I liked them.
I just weren't feeling it. But I grew to like love David as like, he was like to me, up until he kissed old girl, but I don't blame him because I have a serious Lydia crush, that, you know, he didn't cost him money. He, like, could control his damn self. And then when he cried when they were doing that face that, I just fell in love with David. But at first, my first impression of him was like, you're not even that cute in the face, but you got a great accent, but you're not that cute in the face.
Yeah. Okay, Francesca then comes out. And it's immediately clear she has been cast as the villain.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on. Yeah, absolutely.
My note was just that she's objectively significantly hotter than everybody else.
She's gonna be the one that everybody fights over.
Yeah, and like it's a fake kind of hot, but it's hot nonetheless. It's nice to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, she sucks. That's how I feel about her.
Can we talk about? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
She sucks.
She is there to like troll, and then has the world's least convincing relationship with Harry.
No, they're still together.
I looked at it too. What are my odds, right?
I think they're the only ones still together, but I bet it's probably just for Instagram, so she doesn't look like she sucks as much as.
Because I didn't think they were gonna make it past the airport. Honest to God, I didn't. It was so. They were just horny. It was just horny, and they were convincing themselves they were idiots. And I was like, look, listen, we don't want them to procreate. Listen, people, for the sake of humanity, we need them to break up. We can't add this to the gene pool. Like, we already have them. Let's not add the two of them together. It's like Wonder Twins activate, like, square the number of, like, tomfoolery and foolishness that their kid is going to have.
I mean, sometimes when two, like, they tell you sometimes when two very hot people have a baby, the baby is not that attractive. Mm-hmm. But maybe it works when two very not smart people have a baby.
And their freaking baby genius.
Is very, very smart.
Well, if they had a kid, then we're talking Einstein levels.
Right.
I thought she was, when she came out, I did too. I thought she's the villain. I thought she was the girl that immediately everybody was going to hate on, you know, because she is so hot. And that is what happened a little bit because all the guys were like gathered around her. In my notes, I put, does Francesca own a pair of pants that aren't sheer? I don't think she does. And I don't think any of the girls own, any of them own bikinis that cover all their tits. They don't. Like, they were, I could, is that a thing now?
The underboob.
Yeah,
I do not know what to do.
I didn't
underboob.
Know that was a thing. I know side boob was, but nobody's top covered like their boobs.
I think they collectively decided they were going to make underboob a thing.
Yeah,
but then there's also the keyhole boob. When you have a pancake ass and giant tits, like, how do you find a swimsuit that fits both your giant tits and your pancake ass? So I just think it they just got a one-size top and bottom bikini.
That would explain that. That would explain that. See, they need us to make sense of this. People need this because we're answering all their questions.
Right. Someone just needs to tell them that there are places you can get a bikini that's the size of your pancake ass on the bottom and the size of your giant fake tits on the top.
That's right. Please, for the love of God, cover that. Cover that. It just looked like a tit explosion. Like, the, like it's just everywhere. I'm okay with side boob. You know, some good side boob is sexy. But damn, like, I'm like, what's happening here? I wish my daughter would go out like that. From now on, every time she wears her sports bra, if you're not getting full titty coverage, we're going to have an issue.
I was legitimately standing in the bathroom trying to be like, wait, how does this work? Like,
honestly, I don't know if it's the quarantine or not. By the end of it, I was like, I got to go out and buy some tits after this. Just buy new tits. Like...
They were pretty. I was admiring by the end of this show. I'm not gonna lie. I had girl crushes. I had them, you know. And they were, some of them were just. I was like, yeah, you could get it. You could.
Yeah, it was. This show was entirely too hetero. Like uncomfortably hetero.
I was thinking what the show needs is like chaotic bisexual energy. That's what we need.
Yes.
It really did.
Yeah, because honestly, there was only one kiss between girls and only one person was really feeling it. The other person was doing it just to get revenge, right? And I was like, yeah, I thought Sharon and David was going to have a moment. And then, yeah.
I mean, the narrator wanted them to have a moment. And I was like, I'm with that. The narrator.
She was hilarious.
Right, I was like, swords must cross. Yeah. It did not.
Yeah, exactly. What if that boat had showed up and it was like three hot pansexuals who just like...
They would have walked away with like $1,000.
They would have walked away with no money. That's right. Utter chaos. Like, it devolves into an orgy.
And I'd have been there for it.
Like, Lana blows up and just starts smoking, and that's the only way they get off the island.
They start using Lana as a sex toy.
Yeah, Lana's, like, jammed into an orifice.
Yeah, wait,
like...
does she have a flared base? That's important.
Poor Lana.
Someone's getting staged with Lana.
Towards the end, Matthew couldn't even get any. I thought he was going to violate her towards the end, like...
I know, because she was the only one he had any deep conversations with. I was like, oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Okay, Matthew was the next. We're like 24
Matthew.
Minutes in and we haven't even finished introducing characters. This is a bad plan. So Matthew comes out.
Jesus. One word, Jesus.
He looks a little like Jesus. He's from Colorado.
Jesus.
hippie white Jesus.
So yeah. My note was, when I lived in Boulder, there were all these like quote unquote homeless people that we called trust fund homeless. They were like homeless people who thought they were like better than the rest of us and like chose to be homeless because it was kind of edgy and hipster and cool. And they were mostly just smelly. And that was my first impression of Matthew.
Yeah, he was wearing like a full on knit beanie. Like he got smelled
not a good
so
way.
Bad.
Yeah.
But all of the same, I think in my early 30s, I would have fucked Matthew.
Oh, I would unquestionably have.
Listen, dude had a man bun. You know what I said. I would have. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'd have just prayed afterwards because he does look a lot like the Jesus in the painting my grandmother used to have on her wall. But I would have did it. But my note for him was, don't shit about Matthew. Bohemian Jesus says deep thinker. And personally, I think he's here to secretly recruit women for the cult he plans on building.
Yes. Oh my God.
He said something about spreading his seed. And I was like, oh, you're that guy. Yeah. Like your seed
I let him spread it on me, but not me.
I don't want to repopulate. I thought he had plans to repopulate the earth. With
he
only
has, like,
his
deadbeat
seed.
Dad written all over him. Like, no. Yeah.
But also, like, poor Matt. Everyone liked Matthew. Absolutely no one on that show was attracted to Matthew.
No, you would have thought. And when he came out, I thought they were, except for the fact they were called. Maybe because he looked like Jesus. I don't know. But he had a man bun that did it for me. And he was one that I just, until he opened his mouth, like when he first came out, and then I'm like a beanie whore when it comes to like men wearing them. Like, I love them. So he was doing it for me. And then he started talking and I thought, okay, I'm gonna hate you too. But then he grew on me so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when he became Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, and no one wants to have sex with him on the show.
Nobody.
So that builds your sympathy for him.
It does.
And I'm like, you know what? I would throw him a bone. Not now.
Like, what, in your early 30s?
Yeah, now I'm in my late 30s. I might have sex with him if no one else will take him. I'll just take him off your hands. I mean, but I have been in quarantine alone
for weeks.
I mean, thank Christ I have an OSA.
His quote about himself is, sexually I'm a lot to handle. And I was like, God, what the fuck does that mean?
That means you're overcompensating. Yeah, that's what that means.
Jenny, you'd be like, no, you're not a lot to handle.
But he's also, well, didn't they ask them who had gone to, like, oh, like Shibari, they're like, have you ever done this before? And he was like,
oh yeah, he was the expert. Yeah.
Yeah, like he's absolutely done some
absolutely. He was up there like, oh no, I've never done this before. Like, dude, I was like, yeah, you've so done that with your cult members.
But I got the impression he has like fuzzy handcuffs and was like, oh, I've done bondage before. And not like he actually knows what
handle.
He didn't look like he could handle rope. Like, I was not getting an expert.
We weren't impressed. We weren't impressed. Yeah.
He like wanted me to think that. And yeah, sexually, I'm a lot to handle. I spent way too long sitting pondering what that could possibly mean. I was like, does that mean you're a mouthy sub? Like,
yeah, he definitely gives me sub vibes.
Yeah. I think he like wants to be put in his place. And actually, the vibe I get from him is that he wants to be verbally humiliated and he wants to cry.
Okay, let me write that in my note.
I trust you. I trust you, Jenny.
Like, that, like, he has this ego and whatever, but all he really wants is a woman to just, like, verbally eviscerate him until he cries and that he gets release from that.
Hold on. Verbally. Oh, God. I'm going to need this for notes for a future.
That would not work out with us. It would not work out with us. Because
I feel like David might like that too. Maybe not.
I get that. I believe that with David. I can see that.
He wants to cry.
I could.
Can I just say at this moment, I think we can agree that there is not a single Stern Brunch Daddy in the bunch. And
no.
I find that so deeply disappointing.
Well, okay, not yet, but I think Kells has potential.
Yeah, Kells.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not going to call him Daddy. He's
no.
got to earn it.
I would.
I mean, I think this was like the most insecure group of people you could have put together.
I know. Oh. Like, Kells is going to be too worried about how much money I spent on merchandise from Free People at the beginning of our quarantine to actually, you know, really embody the Stern Brunch Daddy energy I would need him to embody.
Okay, so we've got three more intros to get through.
Sorry, we are like chaotic right now.
No, it's I feel like I gotta keep guiding us.
We probably have like seven intros because then there are all those surprise people.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay, but we've got three more to get through before we start talking plot. Okay, so Rhonda comes out, and my note for her is I'm distracted, and she seems smart and hot and has it together. I would date this person.
Yeah,
I liked her. Mine was so close. Yeah, mine said I'd do Rhonda, not going to lie, but she wants tattoos and a job. Like, whoa there, Rhonda, don't get all butchy. But I liked her at first.
Yeah, at first.
I did, but I did. I had the same impression of her.
I still like her. I just think she has bad taste.
Bad taste.
Ugh. I think she was when I started thinking about getting new tits.
Because like, they were nice.
Yeah.
I was she was hot. Yeah. She was so pretty. I enjoyed looking at her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I just started to just... Because I can't tell you how many times I just screamed at my... at my computer, Maya Angelou, when he tells you what he is, believe him. I mean, how many times did he tell her he had trust issues? And she reminded me of those women who believe, oh, if I can just get him to connect with me, then he'll know that my love can change him and he can trust. Fuck him. I put a lot of that, all capitalized. Fuck him.
She had like a choice between Idris Elba and DJ Khaled, and she went with DJ Khaled.
Thank you.
That is such a good way to put it.
Sharon does not eat pussy.
No.
Never.
No.
He has never had a pussy near his face.
He doesn't even look like he would do it. I hate him. I do. That, you're going to hear that a lot. I hated him. And I really, I was just like, I hated them together. Like, honest to God, I started skipping past them whenever they, like, their night in the suite, I just started skipping past. Like, I hate you both. Like, I just started skipping. I didn't like them as a couple, but I liked her individually.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we get to Nicole, and my note is, she's like a blonde Irish person, and my note is I have no idea what she's saying or what she looks like because she has a thick Irish accent, and I'm so into Irish accents.
And then
followed up by so much makeup.
So much makeup.
She was, I just loved her because she was just so nice, right?
And,
but it was the Irish accent that got me first, too. Did you know her and Bryce are dating now?
Her and Bryce are dating?
Wait,
interesting.
Yes. Interesting. Who saw that coming? Like,
Nobody.
She didn't get any on the island, or I mean the retreat.
Does she live on the boat with Bryce?
No, they're long distancing relationship, you know, having a relationship. She's in London now. She moved from Ireland to London, and he's still, you know, living on his boat. But, you know, they've been, you know, cross-country or cross-global, however you want to say it, connecting, seeing each other. And, yeah, long-distance relationship.
Wow.
Yeah. I like, Bryce, I had to, like, look, and I was like, it would have been too long ago just to I had to look inside my soul and make sure that I hadn't actually fucked him.
Andy, I am really questioning your taste, too.
Oh, my God. My taste until like my mid 30s was not good. It wasn't good. I wouldn't have dated him, but I would have gotten drunk at a bar and been like, yeah, I'll go on a boat. I don't care that people get murdered on boats. It's fine. I'll go on a boat.
I don't care that it's a very convenient place to drop my body and I'll be on a 48 hours hard evidence episode.
Right? I'd be like, I'm on a motherfucking boat.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. So the last of our first group comes out.
God.
And it's Kells. And he's like a tall, handsome black guy.
Yes.
And my comment is, okay, so my first comment is I picked that one, tall, deep voice. Oh, God. And then I was like, make him stop talking and be pretty. He thinks he's a lion. and has a tattoo of a lion. Oh dear.
Oh yeah, I thought I was definitely gonna hate him. I was like, I did too,
but
no.
I loved him.
Like he's gonna be like my least favorite. Little did I know how shitty Sharon could be.
Never underestimate the shittiness of people.
And then, I mean, once we get into plot, there was one guy who left that I was like, this motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I did not like him. I didn't like him. No.
But I loved Kells. Because
I loved him.
Yeah, I call him the accountant because he's like, why are you guys losing money? Don't
do that. Oh, he was hilarious.
The whole premise of the show is not to lose money. I loved him.
My first impression, and this is what I wrote, Kells could get it. Like Rhonda, apparently. Kells could get it, the body and the accent. And he's giving me Winston Duke vibes. We would just have to have sex with a full body condom. And he can't talk. No, wait, he has to talk because of the accent. He just can only quote Jane Eyre or something. But and then he totally endeared me because there were two things that he said that just every time he said it, I just cracked up laughing. One was sheesh, and then the other one was shit. I love you. I loved him, and he got so mad every time somebody fucked up and lost him money. He got so mad.
And was he the one who was talking about, he's like, it's like they're staying in a hotel and it's I'm paying for it and I can't even get in the pool or something like that.
Yep. Oh man. And he was so able pretty. To resist a lot of temptation because Francesca was like naked in the shower trying to lure him in, and he resisted.
Yes, and in the pool. Like she was trying to get him to kiss her so bad, and he just totally resisted. I was like, damn, you really are the accountant. Like he had like this line that he was not crossing. What was it, one of two? And he was, I loved him. Loved him, loved him, loved him.
I don't even know where to go from here because I don't feel like we can go and like bring up events and then discuss them. So the first one that was really big is Harry and Francesca kiss and are the first ones to like break the rules. And the next day when Lana reveals this to the group in like this big dramatic reveal that they've lost $3,000, it very clearly, when it happens, Harry instigates and kisses Francesca.
Yes, absolutely.
And yes.
When they are outed, Harry throws her straight under the bus and is like, she kissed me.
That started my hate for him. And I'm a very unforgiving person. Sorry, God, but I am. And that just did it for me. Like, I don't care what he did, how he so-called professed his feelings, how the puppy dog eyes he looked. I didn't even care that she forgave him. That just, like, did it for me. Because my thing is, if you throw her under the bus like that in front of everybody, lie your ass off, and you're sitting there not just like letting her take the heat, what would you do later on if you had an actual relationship? You're not going to protect her from nothing. Like, that started my hate for him. I couldn't get past that.
When everybody believed him, and I found that they didn't examine that at all, deeply uncomfortable.
Right.
Because she was immediately the villain. Everybody thought she had to have been the one who did it. And
right.
In the context of Me Too, it was like, there's a lesson here and they're just gonna make her forgive him and like, oh, it's all fine. And I really had a hard time with that.
I did too.
Not to take it from funny to serious, but I was like, oh, this is not okay.
Also, I'm looking online, and Harry was also a contestant on the first season of a show called Heartbreak Island in New Zealand. So this is not even his first island-based dating show.
Why am I not shocked? Like, this is, what is this, a career for him? Like, I am totally not shocked. I hate him.
Do we think he has any talents that he could apply to any career?
No, I bet his dick is proportionately small, too. Like, I bet it's not as big as he is tall. Like, it's false advertising, his height.
Fran seemed, you know, happy with it. She seems like the shallow type who will require a big dick. So maybe that's the only reason I'm voting big dick.
Why do you think she couldn't resist? Why she could resist the last the you know,
because she what is it about women that you gravitate towards the men that shit on you? And to me, he totally shit on her. Mm-hmm. And she like fell for it. And part of me thinks she wanted Harry because he shit on her. And then you have a guy who's, because she even said after Kells resisted her, she just started thinking different about him, which made me pretty much confirm what I thought about her. But the fact that this man resisted you and told you no and wouldn't break the rules, so now you don't like him and you're thinking different about him. I was like, chick, y'all belong together.
If he'd said yes, I bet she would have gone with Kells. But I feel like she just wanted to
have sex.
She wanted to come out of this with a partner or something, or a lot of sex, so she just picked the easy mark shoes. I don't know. I didn't get any attraction between them. I did not understand.
I didn't either.
It's like
on her part, because I know he was attracted to her, because when he first came out, he like zeroed in on her, but yeah. Her to him, I didn't get it. I didn't.
He's so young, and she seems like peak Slytherin energy that like I just can't see her genuinely enjoying his company.
I don't know that she is, though. I think she's that, like, hot girl who didn't used to be hot, and she doesn't fully accept that about herself.
We're giving her a whole backstory. Get it.
She's, like, deeply insecure and just, like, wants to be loved. And
well, you
like,
are way more generous to her than I am, because I just think she's so horrible.
And so I think she like likes to pretend she's like the temptress, but to really be the temptress, I think you have to love yourself, and she doesn't. So like,
hold on, go back. Okay, temptress, love.
She's like, like pretending to be this like femme fatale, but she can't quite pull it off because you've got to actually have the confidence to do that. And I think she's like bought her confidence with cosmetic surgery, and it's entirely based upon people validating that she's hot.
Well, yeah, because she did mention she had 300,000 Instagram followers in the first breath.
And
yeah.
I'm going to go there with you a little bit too, Jenny, because she struck me, especially when she went on that date later. She just struck me as the kind of woman who wants to know that other people want her or like her.
Yeah,
you know, even if she don't want them back, she just struck me as that. She needs to know that her validation is kind of like wrapped up in knowing that other people like her and want her. So I kind of agree with that a little bit.
So now I'm feeling guilty for hating
no,
her.
No, don't, because she was trash.
Yeah, it's hard because it's like I can understand why someone is behaving the way that they are, but they're still behaving the way that they are. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
it
the behavior gives me, was like, trash.
Empathy for you, but does not excuse your behavior.
No, because her and Harry, like, again, all caps, I hate you. When she got back with him, I'm like, I could not come back from that. That was no.
I did question a little bit if that first setup was like producer encouraged.
Oh,
like,
you know it was.
You guys are gonna get caught, and you're gonna be at odds on like he's gonna say you did it, and she's gonna say you did it.
She seemed genuinely hurt like by that, and then you had SWF like totally egging it on. We all know why she did, because she wanted Francesca, right? Because who was the one that suggested kissing to get to make them lose more money?
Yeah.
Single white female.
Yeah,
she did it. So I don't know. Like I kind of went back and forth on her. I didn't think she was as awful as people were trying to make her, but then she did some really like questionable things that I'm like, you just selfish and don't give a damn about nobody but your own loins.
Like when she went on the date with Corey, that is when she ultimately fully lost me, because
yes.
Like poor sweet baby Chloe with her pancake butt.
She was so hurt.
She just like that poor sweet baby.
Yeah. She did with me. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's when I knew. That's like I said, you know, you're just doing this. You're looking out for self. Like, all you're thinking about is yourself and how you need to feel, how you need to feel wanted. You just want him to be looking at you, making you feel hot. And you're not even thinking about how you just made Chloe feel.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can we talk about when they had to look at all their, when they all had to look at their vaginas?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's an exercise where all the women have to stand with a mirror, and there's like a privacy cover around them, and they have to, but you can see like their feet and their torso, and they have to examine themselves.
And then they had to paint them.
Okay, when the instructor came out, I would do her too. When she came out.
That is not a choice.
It was.
I want to see the version of the show that has Naima, like,
I would get with everyone. That would be totally divorced.
I also want you to narrate it, Naima.
Yeah.
I wanted that chick's job. She was hilarious, though.
She's but really funny.
When the instructor started explaining what they were going to do, and in my notes, I said, oh shit, Jenny needs to do this workshop.
Oh, that's what I want to do. I want to be on the reality
you
show
need
but
a
as the
Ronnie
instructor.
Workshop. I bet you would even be better than my uncle who drew the picture of the vagina for me. You would knock this shit out with that, but you would. Have me examine it. I wanted to, when they were looking at their vaginas, I wanted to take down my pants and look at mine and say, hey, girl, it's been a while.
I hope you did. And if you haven't, you should.
I realized I hadn't seen her in a while.
I was mad that the female bonding workshop was looking at your vagina and then painting a picture that represented it. And the male bonding workshop involved, like, throwing spears,
right?
Yeah, I know that too.
Why can't you then, like, throw a spear after you look at your vagina? That's right.
Because power of the pee. Power of the pee.
Yeah, it's real girl power. It should be like, yeah, they should have gotten an ending like that too.
Yeah.
And can we just talk about like the baby bomb during the workshop?
Oh, Rhonda, just like, I have a baby.
What? Episode 7? What? Where did this come from?
Like, also, why are you leaving your child for a month to be on a reality
really
show?
Yes,
too.
And go to a reality show that's all about screwing, because at the time you didn't know that it was about not screwing, right?
Yeah, and your kid's young. Like, isn't your kid 5 or something? Or like, it's a young kid.
He was like 2.
He's 2? Like 2.
So
yeah.
She leaves her 2-year-old so she can go have sex on an island.
Me leaving Zelda right now to go for a month. That's a really long time in a 2-year-old's life.
Yeah, can we talk about her kid, though? Because he was adorable, and I felt like, you know, we were so connected when Sharon said hi to him, and he just, like, seriously gave him side eye and turned away. I was like, the kids, you got to trust the kids' instincts. You got to just, he totally dissed him. I was like, yeah, 100%. You and me.
Yeah, to give up a month of your 2-year-old to go do something, like, your 2-year-old is way better than any of these people, and
seriously,
you're gonna have a more meaningful relationship with them for the rest of your life. Like, that's where your focus should be.
That just came so out of left field, like episode 7. And then, I mean, dude, you introducing the kid over iPhone? FaceTime? Yeah.
Look, it's your new daddy.
Wild. Wild.
Oh, God. That poor kid.
At least he won't remember it.
Yeah. At least I don't think they're still together, Sharon and Rhonda.
No, they're not. And I called
Thank
it
God.
And I rejoiced. I did. Yeah. I rejoiced. I did a fist pump and said, I knew it.
Where did you find all this information? Because I Googled and I didn't find anything like helpful.
Oh, it was on StarCast. You know, I know all the ratchet blog. It was on StarCasm, and it was on, it started with a B. I can't remember the other one, but yeah, StarCasm had all the scoop, and then I just went in, and I just went, and I just, like, bolstered all more information from other sites, because, yeah, I had to take notes on where everybody was.
CNN has, like, a where are they now thing, and the only couple they mention still being together is Harry and Francesca, although I guess he has not commented on their relationship, so who knows.
They actually broke up for a little bit. And then they got back together. Wow. I think that's just going to be a pattern.
I mean, can we all agree that Kels just is drowning in available ladies at this point?
And you know he's a football player, too. You know he is.
Oh, yeah. He's like an assassin.
Yeah.
Like, just...
I'm telling you. I can't believe he stayed single that whole time. Mm-hmm. I would have... If he'd have said no, I'd have the next day and be like, you sure about that? Then came back the next day and be like, hey, how am I looking now? You know, I'd have just kept coming back.
I'd have been like naked with jazz hands.
Just Naima.
So one thing I want to talk about with Jenny is that when they did that rope bondage scene,
oh, was how that mad unsafe? Were you?
Because I'm pretty sure she was Francesco's about to strangle Stringer. Harry. And like, tell us your opinion as a professional on their trust building through tying each other up.
Yeah, I wanted the shibari to be more like. They had all day. Couldn't the instructor have done like some really cool demo and then like full on put someone in suspension or something? And then I don't know.
Well, did you see they were like suspending someone in the background? Like someone was allowing these people to like suspend each other. Someone was carrying Chloe like a one of the guys is carrying I think Nicole like a purse or something. I swear.
But. I didn't love it because Harry and Francesco were paired off and that was when things were not good between them. And
right.
The instructor comes over and is like, what's going on, guys? And Francesca basically says, I'm uncomfortable. And she's then encouraged to do Trust it anyway. Him. And
right.
I was like, this again came from the producers. Like, I'm trying not to rag on the instructor too bad over it. But I was like, I would have been like, okay, like step away from the situation.
Right. Because this is what it was supposed to build trust. Like she hated him. And then she needed to be worried when she wrapped that rope around his neck. And then I was like,
I dropped that image in the group chat. So you can go through and see he's got like the rope between his teeth like he's a horse and they're just wrapped around his neck and you're like seconds from strangulation.
I'm like, this is not safe. This is not safe.
Yeah, that's what I try not to be the like safety patrol, but when I see stuff like that, I'm like, not around his neck. What are you doing?
And did you see Kel's like hog tie single white female? Did you see that? He just like, it looked like something out of a serial killer picture. Like how he hog tied.
Maybe he probably wanted to kill her.
I don't really blame him then if you put it like that.
I want to be like, you guys haven't been hogtied, but like, of course you haven't been hogtied. Being hogtied is super hot. I recommend everyone try being hogtied.
I can't say that I have.
I have. I mean, I was seriously fucking like dudes like Bryce until like my early 30s. When do you think I would have had the opportunity to be hogtied?
Oh man, I'm bringing rope the next time I see you.
We need to gather it. Oh my god,
in a completely platonic way, but you just
Jenny, you can. I would totally trust you to hogtie me.
I will blindfold you, and you can pretend it's Kel's.
We have a date.
We can make growly voices. Hey, I'm Kels on the account.
You can just like, you can actually know what we're gonna do. You're gonna hog tie me, and then we'll just like play like Chris Evans on Defending Jacob. It'll be great.
Someday when we're all able to meet in person again, this is gonna be our activity. We're gonna like get hogtied and then go out for cocktails.
That's right. What did you do tonight?
Okay, so here's a thing I just learned. Harry and Francesca now have matching finger tattoos.
No! Doomed! It is doomed! Getting matching tattoos or the other person's name on your body is a kiss of death.
Well, now they're planning on getting married, I guess.
He's a child and having kids. I'm fully convinced that men, you know how there's like dog years and you're like, oh, you know, he's whatever in people years. I'm convinced men, there's like an adjustment you have to make. So Andy, you said he's 21. I think I saw 23, something like he's in his early 20s. That's like a 16-year-old man child.
Yeah.
Like men are 21, 2, 3. Those are children, and they need that first woman to like teach them the ways, but that can't so
that's not
rarely.
Gonna be Francesca.
Yeah, she's gotta like get him in line, and then he's maybe improves with the next one and the next one. I'm not sure Harry's ever going to improve.
He looks like a rabbit.
Yeah, a man in his early 20s is not marriage material.
No.
There are rare exceptions, but in general, they've got to be like into their 30s before you really have figured out how their brains are going to settle.
Yeah, before they're done cooking.
Harry's brain is not fully developed. Let's just put that out there. It's just not. I watch a lot of Dr. Phil. He's not, his brain is not fully developed. Even his chest isn't fully developed. His brain ain't nowhere near being fully developed. Oh, shit! Oh, sorry. I thought that was a spider.
Okay, so I've learned a couple things about Francesca's tattoos I have to share with you.
Oh,
so the
please.
First is that she already has a tattoo of an ex-boyfriend, his name inside her mouth.
What?
Apparently. What? Like an inner lip tattoo or something?
No!
I don't know. That's what I've learned. And then their matching tattoos are lightning bolts. And I was like, oh, is it a Harry Potter thing? No, it's based on her painting of her vagina.
Oh, God.
That's just
nasty. She put a bunch of lightning bolts on her, like, figurative representation of her vagina.
So she put
and
her pussy on her finger.
On her fingers.
This is so classic.
They are so... They're relationship goals. That's all I'm saying. Like, also, can we talk about the fact that they got fined $8,000 for her going down on him? Why wasn't it him going down on her?
Yes!
Why was it
down on him? Like, are you kidding me?
I was so mad because you see it on the surveillance camera, and then it's just like, okay, now we're going to sleep. And it's like, Harry, you have a job.
He didn't even try to reciprocate. He didn't even make a move to go down there.
I mean, maybe he was trying to save Kells from having an actual aneurysm.
Then he could have said, please don't suck my dick right now.
Yeah.
That'd have been a start. Yes! What kind of trash bag doesn't even offer to reciprocate?
Yeah, that's
Harry.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, Harry's that's
terrible.
Harry.
Full-blown deal breaker.
Oh, God.
Is he our least
We're
going to
lose money? We're going to lose money.
Trash. I hate it. I just couldn't stand him. I couldn't. Both couples, I could not stand. Neither one of them. I just couldn't stand them. I was totally there for everybody else.
And I felt like the rest of the cast were just getting gaslit, where it's like, oh no, we're making romantic progression. You shouldn't be mad that we got fined for this blowjob because we've gotten emotionally closer. And everyone's like, oh yeah, I guess I'm proud for you.
It's I've grown emotionally, and then they're making deep connections. I don't give a damn about, like Cole, like Kel said, and it's one of my favorite quotes. Unless this is a Snow White kiss and somebody's coming out of a coma, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear it.
I just had a thought, you guys. I want to be in charge of casting the next season. And you know what I would fill it with? I would fill it with all these. I don't know if you guys watch TikTok videos. I would fill it with all these little boys who are like talking about how much they love eating pussy on TikTok. And then, like the 30-year-old women who are posting videos just looking like, these little boys on TikTok, I swear to God, if I ever get out, it's going to be, like, you know, mayhem. And I would put, like, all of, like, the women who are, like, around 30, 32, and all these, like, hot little boys on TikTok on an island and tell them that they couldn't fuck. It would be so great.
I want 16 episodes of that.
Just like these exhausted, sexually frustrated adult women and these little boys on TikTok who are like, I've just learned to lick my lips. Now let me learn to lick yours.
And I'm like, you, dude, you still got milk on your breath. I can't. No.
Oh, my God. I hate it.
Okay, so actually one of them is on Cameo now, and a friend got a really good piece of like, work news that we obviously could not celebrate together. So I got him to send her a Cameo video, and it was, like, he is so young that I was like, I'm pretty sure he's 18.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't anything dirty.
No.
Oh.
But him saying my friend's name and then my name made me so uncomfortable. I couldn't finish watching it. But it was the best gift I've ever given. Because it gave me literal hours of joy to think about my friend getting this video.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. I'll never
want to hang out with your friends.
God, I forget if, did I ever tell you that I was on an online dating site and I got this message from this college kid who was like, hello, I'm looking for an older woman to practice on.
No! When?
I did not take him up on that offer, but he wanted to like learn how to make ladies orgasm and thought that an older lady like me might be an appropriate tutor.
Why don't I ever get things like that?
And there was a moment where I was like, should I do this for the next generation?
You know?
Like, save your country.
Like, spray it forward.
Wait, but did you respond at all? Did you say, like, no, thank you?
Did
you?
I did not respond at all. I don't respond to dating messages in the best of times. Like, I don't even know what to say to something like that. I go on dating sites, and then I get anxious when I see all the messages in my inbox, so then I never open the app ever again. That is how I online date.
Okay. Oh, God.
So,
we haven't even gotten to the new people. Healer.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to, like, breeze through the end, and then we can talk about who we would punch and who we would, with. So, there are three new cast members that get added. Well, okay, so the single white female gets kicked off.
Thank God. Yes. She was annoying and just a joy snatcher.
Yeah, she's terrible.
Yeah.
And I think, like, genuinely terrible. Not, like, Jesus leaves too, but,
sweet how he left. Like,
he's like, I love you guys. I love how much you've grown, but I gotta go because, like, nobody likes me here.
But I value all your friendships.
I gotta go someplace else to find disciples.
Yeah, and you know he got busy like as soon as he got out of that retreat. You know it.
Yeah, he found like someone at the hotel.
In the bar.
In the lobby.
A producer or a camera person or something, and he was like, I gotta do this.
No. He was probably like squeezing himself in the van on the way to the hotel.
Like, hold on, boys, hold on.
Yeah, like, hold on, just a little bit longer. That's what his ex-girlfriend said.
Oh, we add Corey and Lydia and Madison. Madison is like the big. Oh yeah, talk about Madison because
she was like, I just don't like the rules. I don't want to do it. Like, she was like a valley girl from back in the day.
And she was so nasty.
Yeah, she was not very nice.
No, at all. Like, she wasn't that attractive to me either. I don't, like, at all.
I think they brought her on the show to, like, hook her up with Jesus.
I did too, and it didn't work out. That's what I thought they were going to hook up too. He obviously did too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then he just started talking all about himself.
Yeah, shot a shot and failed.
Yeah.
Also, like, can we talk about how hot Lydia is?
Oh, God.
Super hot.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, I just would, like, pause the screen and be like, hi, Lydia. Hi. I just loved her. She was gorgeous to me. Ugh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
agreed. Yeah, she could get it, too.
David was, like, willing to risk it all just to, like, touch her butt.
Yeah.
Like, she's got a good butt.
I was so glad that David finally, it wasn't a deep connection, but that, you know, he finally connected at least with somebody. Because I love David. You know, I loved him, especially after he stepped aside for Sharon. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I think David has a kind heart.
Yeah.
I think David has a kind heart.
And so I was glad he finally, like, got to kiss somebody. Yeah. Yeah, but Lydia, I loved her. Ooh, yeah. She's my crush. I'm going to get a picture of her and put her on my computer all stalkish like.
And so the show sort of wraps up without anything that exciting happening.
Also,
like,
we missed
David
Bryce.
Corey, we were talking about Corey. The trash can. Corey. Ugh, he was so gorgeous at first. Until, like, I mean, I was like, wow, dude is hot. Until he just started talking, and then you saw how he moved, and it was,
he's gross.
He's the definition of a fuckboy. He was horrible.
He reminds me of the guy, like, I think I told the story probably on this podcast before. He reminds me of the guy who I had a huge crush on in high school, who, when he found out I was going to ask him to a dance, literally ran out of the cafeteria and around the school to get away from me. And so that's what I think that's why I love Chloe so much, is because Corey just basically just gave her the stiff arm.
Man.
Oh, that scene where she shuts him down.
So I was like, women power. Oh my God, I love that scene.
I felt like she legitimately found some confidence. Like, yeah. She did get something out of it. And, like, that was not the same. I'm ditzy and I have a pancake bum woman at who all. That did the intro. Like, no.
She's like, someone would be lucky to touch my pancake bum.
And I think this was, like, after the yoni gazing.
It she was. Like, empowered it was after by that. Yoni. And what I loved about it, she wasn't just saying it just to say before he could, because she actually meant that. You saw the confidence in her, because he was like, well, then, you know, I just won't give you an opportunity. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not giving you an opportunity. I was like, oh, get it, Chloe, get it. I that was a moment for me. He didn't know
what to do with himself. Like, you could see it in his face where he was like, I don't know what to do with this person.
she had him so shook.
He did. I feel like the one thing we haven't discussed is how Francesca and Harry got a chance to, like, win them back money, and they actually pulled through.
I didn't believe they were going to do it.
I didn't have faith. I didn't have faith. I thought they were, like, definitely going to go to bone. I felt like they were going to lose the rest of the money.
I thought it was gone.
Just to hurt Kells. Poor sweet baby Kells.
Poor Kells.
Poor Kells. He was losing his mind.
I know. I was concerned for his health. I was like, how old is he? Is he gonna make it? Is he gonna make it?
And yes, Sarah, you're right. We didn't talk about Bryce either.
Oh God.
When Bryce came out, I was like, ugh.
Bryce, like, looks like a
He was the worst. Yeah.
He looked like he was 40 when he first came out, right?
His only game is that he has a boat.
Yeah, I was like,
he's like, I could pull any girl I want in LA because I can just say I have a boat. You need a personality,
like,
baby.
Not how LA works. Like,
no.
What about his concert? Remember that when he played the piano and sang? I was like,
But I actually changed how I felt about him. I never found him attractive, but later on, he, like, opens up about being insecure and thinking he was ugly and whatever. And I was like,
he was bullied.
Oh. Like, I don't know. Sort of changed the way I felt about him. I didn't hate him anymore.
Me too. That was the moment where I was like, oh, you are deeper than, because I swear to God, because at first I was like singing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And then I was like, yeah, but he had a deep moment. And I was like, I like him. That, for the first time, he just became more than the guy with the boat. He actually had, like, emotion. And he became vulnerable. And I was like, I wish somebody would have hugged him.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
I think I blocked out his whole concert thing because
that was hilarious.
It makes me intensely uncomfortable when men, like, sing. Like, directly to people. Like, if a guy pulls out a guitar at a party, hiding in a bathroom.
That is, like, every boy I dated in high school, and I hated it. It's like, I don't want to hear Wonderwall.
Oh, yeah, no. I never want to hear Wonderwall. I never, like, a man singing to me, like, literally, I could get married, and my new husband could be like, I'm going to sing you a song, and I could be like, I want a fucking divorce.
Andy, this literally happened to me, and my husband has never forgiven me for it. Like, at our reception, and he told me he was going to do it, and I was like, don't do it, Gary, don't do it, okay? And he told me he wouldn't. At our reception, I don't know, I had stepped out, and then when I came back in, he called me up there. And he just got the mic, and he had, like, he had his frat brother and my brother-in-law up there, like, backing him up. And he started singing to me, and I literally just ran the fuck out.
Really?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Like, maybe somebody posted a question. I think it was Cheryl, was it? Or posted a question in the Facebook group about what works in a book that doesn't work in real life. I should have put that. Like, because in a book, when, like, a rock star, like, serenades you, you're like, oh, that's so sweet. He loves me. In real life, it's just uncomfortable and awkward as fuck.
Do you think this is because...
I literally ran out.
Is it because we've been awkwardly serenaded too many times? Because it's like, this is the thing that men learn. They think, like, if I can play guitar, I'm going to pick up chicks. And then we all just have this soul-deep aversion. Why is that? How did that happen?
I don't think were we traumatized in the past?
Like, I mean, if someone legitimate, like, if I had a dom who legitimately wanted to punish me, all he would have to do is, like, sing to me in front of people. I would never do the thing I did to deserve that ever again.
This has never happened to me. No one has ever tried to serenade me.
I mean,
be glad.
Jenny, it's because you're a top. Like,
yeah, you're supposed to do the serenading, I guess.
Right.
Which nobody wants that.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I just had a flashback. He's never let me forget that at all. Never let me forget that I did that.
Like that you ran out on his serenade?
At the wedding reception.
I mean, Chris Evans could do that to me, and you know, and I would not like it.
Yeah, you would really? Still be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's so like you just have to stand there and just like smile, and it's just so uncomfortable. I remember like I went through my Vin Diesel phase where, you know, I just loved him, still love his voice, but he did this video where he sang this Rihanna song, and I wanted to say, oh my God, listen to that voice. I was like, oh God, just stop.
Just stop.
It's like, it's so cringy. It's cringy.
It's so uncomfortable.
You know who can get away with it? And not in a serenading context, but did you see the video of The Rock singing the song that he sings in Moana
yes!
with his little girl?
Yes. That's the only situation where it's acceptable.
Where they're singing to a child, it's fine. Yeah. It just can't be me.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
I think it's one of the reasons why I've never been able to date like a theater person, like a legit theater person, because I'm like, this person's gonna try to fucking sing to me.
I mean, honestly, that is every man who has ever done that to me. I had a theater background.
All right, I'm bringing it back. All right. We're gonna do. Everybody has to choose which contestant they're going to punch in the face and which one they are going to have an affair with, go on a date with, fuck, however you want to think about it.
Okay.
And we only have one choice.
You can eat one of each. So we'll start with who everybody, let's start with who everybody wants to punch in the face. So we'll go Naima, Andy, Sarah, and then I'll go.
Okay.
Sharon.
Fair. Yeah, I don't know if that needs explanation.
No, And I want to punch him in the junk. I don't even want to punch him in the face. I want to punch him in the junk.
I'm having trouble deciding between Sharon and Corey. And since Naima's got Sharon, I feel like he's flat on his back. I'm going to go Corey.
you're punching Corey?
I'm punching Corey. He's a fuckboy who re-traumatized me.
Well, I was going to pick him, but since you picked him, I'm going to punch Harry.
Good job. All the fuckboys going right down.
Yeah, I guess if Corey's already down, maybe I'll like kick him instead of punch him. But
yeah,
kick him right in the balls.
He's the worst. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trash.
He doesn't deserve me kicking him in the balls. I get paid to kick all
so
I used
lucky.
To.
But you would be doing women a service. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's terrible.
He's the worst.
Yeah. Okay, now everybody pick the opposite of that.
Just one?
Just one.
Can I have like a menage? Because that's one night and one bed.
I'm so mad the penises didn't kiss at any point. I had so many notes in there where I was like, I wanted Kells and Jesus to do it at one point.
Okay, wait, that should be another question. Like, who would you have wanted that to happen with?
If you can, like, pair them off.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that after this.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I gotta say Kells. I got it. Lydia would have been my second choice. Okay, but I gotta say Kells.
I want to replace Jesus's beanie with my thighs as earmuffs.
Oh, my God.
It's chaotic. become like, I've reached the level of like chaotic horny.
Chaotic horny.
Now I really hate that all I can do is picture her thighs as earmuffs around her butt. I really hate that.
I have fantastic thighs.
Sometimes I hate my imagination.
I have been doing so many squats and lunges.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm gonna pick David. Sweet little rodent faced fuck boy.
I think he's a genuinely decent human.
Yeah.
And also, like, he was the only one. He like cried. He like showed emotional vulnerability.
So
and he just wanted to smooch a little bit.
I get it. I get it. Yeah.
I'll pick him. All right, Jenny.
Good choice. I'm gonna go with Jesus, but for different reasons. I want to do what I said earlier that I think he would be into and just like strip his soul bare and watch him cry his eyes out. And then he will be a more functioning human being and I can send him on his way to Andy.
I mean, I'm on board with this.
He can
Can you like videotape you humiliating him so I can watch it? Because
yes.
Think I don't want to do it myself because I am not a top.
No, but then he can go and like worship at the altar of Andy,
and Andy can continue to do squats to the video.
Right. I'll do squats to the video, like right over his face.
This is a good reality show in the making. Like we can call it the resurrection of Jesus, and it's all about like teaching him. Crafting him into the perfect sub for Andy.
Oh god.
Okay, and now Naima wants to pair. If you get to pair two, is it two off from the show? Who would?
Yeah,
be?
If you could do a menage with any two people.
Oh, a menage. Oh, I thought we were playing matchmaker. Okay.
No, they matchmaking with me. Okay.
So like a one night, right?
Okay, yeah, one night menage situation. I am totally doing Lydia and Kels together.
Oh, that was going to be my choice too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, if it's a one-night situation, I never have to see them again.
Uh-oh.
I know I punched him in the face.
We're still judging you.
But it might be like, you know, me and Jesus have like Corey as a guest star.
Oh, my
God. Oh, I didn't see that coming. I didn't.
No.
Like, just a pure hate fuck.
Well, you just go wash afterwards. You just got to wash your soul clean afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll just have, like a baptism fetish kind of thing happening afterwards.
Oh, I would love to see that role play.
Oh, my God.
Where you're like, Corey, time to atone.
Like, Naima and I have never had a phone conversation, and after this, she's going to think I'm, like, the worst human being.
I can assure you she will not.
I just want to call you and be like, okay, give me your dating history from the 20s to the 30s. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, God. I'm going to be in a book. It's going to be traumatic.
Oh, God.
And Sarah, are you sticking to Lydia and Kels?
Kels and Lydia.
Yeah.
What about you, Jenny?
All right. I am going to bend the rules, and I just want voyeurism will be my participation, and I want Kels and Jesus.
Ooh, that's hot.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
maybe I
can
be the puppet master.
Put it there.
Yeah.
Cross it. Yeah, that's
hot. I think I want Kels to top Jesus.
Absolutely.
That's
the only way. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love Kels.
I mean, those are the only two like guys on the show who someone could like post a picture on Twitter and someone could say a man.
Yes.
Like, the rest of them, I can't see that happening.
No, you're going to get comments on the rest of them. But those two, the only thing people would say about Jesus is that he looks like Jesus in the man bun. But Kels, come on. Those thighs, that face, that smile, that accent, that chest. Oh, I could just go on.
Yeah,
I love him. I wrote that so many times in my notes. I love you.
I wanted to play actual matchmaker for two contestants. And that was Kels and Nicole, because they were the only two
yes!
who were just like, did not want anything to do with this kissing nonsense. And like, Nicole seems so chill. No one was ever like into Nicole, which was baffling because she had that beautiful accent.
Yeah,
it's like I just want them to sit and like bitch over a fire and then like
kiss,
and drink, and then the moment the show is over, they can be together.
Because at that last exercise, right, and they were paired up, I was like, oh wait, is there an attraction there? Because the way he smiled at her, I thought there might have been, and I was like, this was such a missed opportunity.
He was just trying to keep his mind right. He was trying to keep his mind right. He was like, I'm not even going to let this in to my thought process.
Because he was so focused.
So,
yeah.
The big finale, we don't really know what they're going to... They say there's a $100,000 pot at the beginning, but right. They don't make it clear, is it one winner? Is it a few winners?
Right.
Is it split between all of them? Like, it's really unclear, and it becomes clear the contestants don't know either. So at the end, it ends up being they've got like a $70,000 pot or something.
Yeah.
They get split between 10 of them. So they each take home like $7,000. And then after taxes, they're maybe taking home
$3,000
or $4,000. Yeah. And the whole time I was just like, A, that is so anticlimactic. Like, you were really that worried about the money when you're walking away with like $3,000. And B, I would happily have traded my $3,000 to just be able to like masturbate for a month at a Mexican resort.
I mean, I'm right there with you. I mean,
like, not worth it.
I was under the impression that it was just going to be like, I kept switching because at first I was like, wait, is it $100,000 a piece? Or is $100,000? Oh, it's $100,000. They're all going to split it. That's not a lot because they keep adding people. And then I thought, wait, it could be just like a couple or a person. And I was like, if Harry and Francesca get this pot, I'm going to be one mad chick. I'm going to rebel. And because I thought that Kels and Nicole should have got the whole thing because they were the only two who didn't take away money, who could control themselves.
Everyone else got orgasms or kisses or something on the island. And those poor people who followed the rules the whole time had to then split all the money with all those idiots.
Yeah, I would have been mad at
that. That was not justice.
I thought they deserved it. And I thought that's how it was good. Everybody got growth. Goody, great, okay, you all got that. But the two people who actually followed the rules and restrained themselves and then act like horny kids should have got the pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's if all they did a reunion show, I would want to know, like, would you just trade that cash to...
Just
because you're on like a Mexican beach resort for a month, like you can either have $3,000 now or you can spend a month doing whatever the hell you want.
That's right. You can have, just go ahead and rub one out.
On the loungers. You're just like torturing the rest of the cast the entire time. Like total exhibitionism.
I seriously love the end of this list. Jenny being out and just like having no time for any of these people, but like plenty of time for herself.
But then I'm like, oh,
I'm
yonis, we're looking at our yonis. I'm in for this.
You're like, I'm trying to get in touch with my yoni.
That's right. You can even bend over and stare down at her and rub all you want. Like, I love you.
They're like, you don't get to do this exercise. You are too comfortable with your yoni. You can sit in the corner.
I still say, I want you to do a workshop like that. We should do it over Zoom. I would study my yoni all day long.
All right. Kevin,
you should do this workshop because I bet
you
can do
yoni
it.
Gazing.
I think it is
like
important,
an album, right?
That's like we're like... so there's so many messages that we get from a really young age about like vaginas not being perfect or like not looking the way they should, or like I see all these horrible descriptions and comparisons and like they all look so different, and like whatever is going on down there is marvelous, and like you should feel that way about it, and anyone who goes, you like give access to it, should be fucking honored, and if they behave in any other way, that's unacceptable.
See, this is why you need to do this workshop.
Correct. I decided to treat myself to a subscription to OMGS. And I was like, okay, this will be cool. They're going to describe techniques. I'm like, no, you're seeing vaginas, and they are all different, and they are all wonderful. because I realized that when I was watching this, I was like, wow, having like a pussy is like having a Maserati that's also a spaceship. And like most of us are not like seeing what she can do. They're just driving down one road. And I'm like, let's see what, like, I have time. Let's see what this, see what she can do.
Full throttle.
Full throttle. Yeah.
It's like I thought I knew all there was to know about how mine operates. And I did a trial of that too and started discovering all kinds of stuff about like edging and
what's
how,
edging?
Where you like build and build and build. Like you get yourself really close and then you stop and you get yourself really close and you stop. And it for me is like way more intense orgasm if I don't just like let myself have it. But I didn't know that. Like there are still things to be learned.
I know what I'll be doing tonight.
Yeah, Wimsy, yes. You gotta do it.
Wow. Okay. What else did you learn?
On next week's episode.